It's March 20th, 2009. Hello and welcome to the Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I'll be condensing new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. First, here's the news. What is the state of the news business? There are well-known challenges for legacy media such as newspapers and magazines, from layoffs to dwindling ad revenues in the recession. The Project for Excellence in Journalism, the PEJ, did its annual State of the Media report, and there was plenty of gloom to go around when it came to the traditional media business. One bright note was that the audience for online news is growing even faster, and there are many new sites springing up staffed by former newspaper reporters. The PEJ profiled new ventures such as Voice of San Diego, Global Post, and ProPublica, many of which are trying a non-profit approach. You can read the entire report online at stateofthemedia.org. Meanwhile, Hearst Corp. announced that the Seattle Post-Intelligencer newspaper will be going online only, with its last print edition coming out last Tuesday. The new staff will include just 20 journalists, down from 150+, and will be an experiment for doing online journalism profitably. The rival Seattle Times will be providing support for the PI in its time of transition. Former PI-er Christopher Hansen wrote in the Columbia Journalism Review that the new skeleton staff of the PI will have trouble ferreting out investigative pieces. The paper's most experienced streetwise journalists are taking severance, Hansen noted, with the exception of grizzled veteran Joel Connolly, whom Hansen called the Teddy Roosevelt of Northwest journalism. In other news, jurors around the U.S. are getting in trouble by breaking the rules about not reading the media about trials they're participating in. The problem is that people are now connected with the mobile web right in their hip pocket, and can easily Google the name of the accused. In one Florida case, 8 jury members admitted to using Google searches, and the judge declared a mistrial. In a corruption case in Pennsylvania, a juror was writing about the case on Twitter and Facebook, but the judge did not throw him off the jury. Various cases are now in doubt because of juror misconduct online. Now it's time for Just One Question. This week we questioned Tom Rosensteel, director of the Project for Excellence in Journalism, which put out the State of the Media report. Our question? In your report on online journalism, what positive developments did you find?
If you are a believer in traditional journalism, the data, if you look closely at the audience data, reveals that audiences are gravitating to traditional sources online. The largest audience growth is at the biggest websites that belong to traditional news sources. The 50 biggest websites, which are almost all traditional, grew by 27% in traffic in the last year. The 700 biggest websites that Comscore monitors grew by only 7% in the last year. The challenge, as we all know, is a financial challenge. The internet is prevailing in terms of winning audience because it is a more convenient, a better, a deeper, a richer, a more empowering medium.
Now for this week's poll at Media Shift. The question is, how should courts deal with jurors using the net? Our last poll question was, what kind of video do you watch most online? Here's how readers answered. 49% said a mix of different formats. 34% said long-form content like TV shows. 10% said news videos. And 2% said amateur video blogs. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS Media Shift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog, Idealab, at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, a media mixer, or a media maker, shift happens.